U.S. Republican Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa rolled into Lamar's on Friday with her blue Winnebago RV to hold a political rally. More than 50 people gathered inside the Brown Century Theater to show support for Ernst and to listen to her and her colleagues, Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, Iowa's other Republican Senator Chuck Grassley, along with Iowa's Governor Kim Reynolds. The political crew were campaigning as to what they are calling to set the record straight. Governor Reynolds was the first to address the enthusiastic crowd. Reynolds told the gathering that Senator Joni Ernst has fought for Iowans and has been a tireless advocate for Iowans and Iowa values. Reynolds then took a jab at Democratic challenger Teresa Greenfield, who has not made personal visits to nearly half of Iowa.
Joni has never forgotten where she comes from. She has been all over the state. She does know that there are four corners to the state of Iowa. Unlike her opponent, who hasn't even been to 50 counties, she's not out there fighting for the opportunity to serve, but Joni is. And I'm telling you, the amount of outside money that's pouring into this state to buy this seat is unconscionable. Now, this is where we have a little audience participation. I want to know if you think Iowans can be bought.
No.
Can Iowans be bought?
No.
And we're going to show them that on November 3rd. We're going to get out and we're going to vote and we're going to elect Republicans up and down the ticket.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, who serves as the Senate's longest-serving senator and has the title of Senate Pro Tem, says that he is upset over the many lies that have been told during the television ads that tear down Ernst and try to build up Greenfield.
But number one lie that I saw last night is that she voted four times to increase pay of United States senators. Well, all three of us that are senators can vouch for the fact that there hasn't been a pay raise for congressmen and senators since 29 or 2010, whatever time the last time was that the automatic pay raise went through to senators and congressmen. So we make the same money in 2020 that we did in 2010. So she couldn't have voted for pay raises.
Grassley told of other lies that the Democrats have communicated through the false television ads.
Okay, the second lie is that she voted to privatize Social Security or to cut Social Security. But Social Security hasn't had a vote in the United States Senate since 1984 when Reagan saved Social Security.
Yeah.
She voted to cut $400 billion out of Medicare. There hasn't been a cut to Medicare, I think, since 1997 or 98, the last time I remember that we dealt with that issue. Unless Obamacare cut it in 2009 when they wanted to finance their Medicare program. I think they cut hospitals an awful lot, but she didn't do that.
No.
And I didn't do it because I didn't vote for Obamacare.
Yeah! Yeah.
So, I hope you'll just spread the word these next days before the election that these are lies.
Following Senator Grassley's comments, Joni Ernst then delivered her message. Ernst mentioned that Greenfield says that she has not accepted any Political Action Committee donations. However, the Republican senator informed the group that when the election will be finished, more than $200 million would have been spent in Iowa on political advertising, making it the second most expensive campaign in the nation. Ernst asked the crowd if they ever wondered where all that money is coming from. She told the strong Republican gathering that most of that money directed for Greenfield's campaign is from outside the state of Iowa.
All of that money on the left that's coming in, the $100 million already that's been spent against me in negative advertising, all of that, who is that coming from? Who's that coming from? So, yeah, exactly. Other states. So let me break it down for you. In Teresa Greenfield's FEC filings, that's a mandatory filing report on where the donations are coming from. The itemized donations, over 92% of those are coming from outside of the state of Iowa. 92% from outside the state of Iowa.
Ernst then told the crowd of the top three cities that have contributed to the Greenfield campaign.
The top three metro centers, New York City, because she is the handpicked candidate of Chuck Schumer. San Francisco is number two, home to Nancy Pelosi. Because 2 years ago, Teresa Greenfield was the handpicked candidate of Nancy Pelosi to run against David Young. Some of you maybe didn't know that. But what happened in 2018? Teresa Greenfield's campaign was caught committing felony election fraud. Felony election fraud, and she was booted off of the ballot.
The third city with the most contributions to the Greenfield campaign, according to Ernst, is our nation's capital, inside the Beltway of Washington, D.C.
Number three, the swamp, Washington, D.C. So while she is saying, oh, I don't take one dime of corporate PAC money, they're funneling it other ways. She is taking direct contributions from corporate lobbyists and corporate executives. So those are the top three funders for Teresa Greenfield.
Following Lamar's, the Ernst Fighting for Iowa RV Tour traveled north on Highway 75 to another rally held at Sioux Center. Additional comments from some of the speakers that attended the Friday political rally can be found on the KLEM website. Finding substitute teachers can be difficult under normal circumstances, but when you add the coronavirus to the equation, school officials say it has become even more difficult to get suitable substitutes. Des Moines Public Schools have needed to resort to offering more money along with bonus incentives to attract substitute teachers. Lamar's Community School Superintendent Dr. Steve Webner says he is also shorthanded when it comes to substitute teachers.
Yes, we've had an increased difficulty finding substitute teachers. Our substitute teacher pool has decreased by approximately 30% this year. About 20% of those are individuals who are not comfortable going into the classroom and teaching due to the pandemic.
Webner says school officials have needed to become more creative in filling a teacher position.
We have had to try and become more creative in how we cover classrooms. One of the things we're doing also to help cover the classroom so students don't learn miss out academically is we do have some teachers who are able to teach virtually from home, and so that has helped our students who are still coming to school when their teacher is not able to. So that's been one thing we've done, but there's numerous other things that we're trying to do. Obviously, we have other staff members who are covering classes, and we're doing the best we can. Hopefully, things don't get any worse than they are right now. We're going to have to start combining classes or something. I don't know, but we're going to have to get extremely creative.
Despite the fact that Plymouth County and other Northwest Iowa counties and communities have witnessed an increase of positive COVID-19 cases, Webner says the school has been able to contain and control the spread of coronavirus within the school district.
The mask mandate has gone extremely well. According to public health officials, we've had zero cases of transmission within our schools, and so they attribute that to the masks that we're wearing. And so the absences that we're seeing due to COVID, any infections are taking place according to public health outside of the school and the events that we have going on here. So that's a real positive for the school district, and that really allows us to continue to not only hold school but also have our students participate in activities and those sorts of things that are so necessary for these students.
Beginning Sunday, the Lamar's Police Department will start enforcing the odd-even parking ordinance. Regardless whether or not there is any snow or ice on the streets, vehicles are to follow the parking requirements. On odd-numbered days of the calendar, vehicles are to be parked on the odd side of the street, and on even-numbered days, parking your vehicle will need to be on the even side of the street. Residents need to have their vehicles parked for the appropriate side after 6 p.m. The odd-even parking ordinance will remain in effect until April 1st.